from a guy before.
You're sure that's happened?
Yeah.
And you just don't remember?
I mean,
you're not committing to it, but you're saying you're sure it happened.
For sure.
But you don't have a specific memory of it.
Like, I don't know if it's gay, unless you like make eye contact while there's the blowjob.
That's happening. Such a straight guy thing to say.
But it's, I mean, getting a blowjob is not that gay, I think.
I don't know. It's a, you tell me.
But what were we about to talk about?
Okay. We were talking about Bill Clinton. Because this is a serious podcast, okay?
That was a clip from a guy, Diplo. I don't even know who Diplo is. Let me go ahead and see who the fuck Diplo is. Diplo. I don't even know. Like, that's how old I'm getting. It's that all these people that get popular and shit, I don't even know who they are. American DJ. I probably heard some of his shit. All right. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, he did the Bieber song. I like that. I'm good with that. All right, Diplo, yeah. So he talked about that episode. He had someone sucking his dick. And, you know, when I hear stuff like that and I see the comments that come in, I always look at how society views certain things and how it contradicts or how I feel about it. And in this case in point, when I saw all these comments coming in about, motherfucker, if you had a man suck your dick, you're fucking gay.
Oh, nigga, you gay.
And the first thing I made a comment about was, okay, all right, folks, here's the deal. This is how I feel. It's funny because if a woman was to have a casual encounter, let's just say, and I've talked to plenty of ladies over the course of time that have talked about, that I've dated, that I've been in relationships with, that I've known as friends, that have had an experimental or an experience or two, or have experiences when they're having fun and it's with a girl. So they'll go out, have drinks. Next thing you know, they find a girl, they get along with her. Next thing you know, they're making out. And sometimes things go further, sometimes things don't. But they're always open to that possibility. I even was dating somebody that said to me that if there's a girl I know that if I'm around her, I think I will be in a relationship with her. So, like, I know that women, for the most part, I feel, have had some sort of experience with that, but have never enjoyed it or liked it, right? So, in my perspective, when women have a casual episode, they can still go back and say, hey, I'm straight. I just had a little one-off. But when a guy does it, he's gay forever.
What?
There's no way coming out of it. If I was to say right now, hey, you know what? I went ahead and got my dick sucked yesterday by a guy. It doesn't matter the context. It doesn't matter whatever details I give you. You're going to look at me like you're gay or you're bisexual. You're gay. 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 You're gay.
Oh, nigga, you gay.
But women don't hold themselves to that standard. So it's a really fascinating thing when you have that conversation because, you know, I've talked to women about it as well. And it is a double standard to some extent because women, they feel like if a man's messing with another man, he is demasculated. Especially if you're a man and you're playing like a female role, like I guess a pitcher and catcher and you're the catcher, like a woman will look at you like you're not a man. You're not man enough for me. And I just laugh at all of that because I think it's so fucking silly. Look, I've known guys that are military guys. I've known guys that have been in prison. I've known guys that are tough as nails that have had those episodes. They haven't told me directly, but partners they've been with pillow talk to me about those adventures. Okay? So that's the reality of it, is that there's men out there that doesn't make them less of men. So think about a military guy, Marine. He's out there killing people for a living. And he's okay giving it up the ass to a guy, getting his dick sucked, or getting it up the ass himself. But for whatever reason, even though he's tougher than the office guy, never been to war, just went to college, but because that guy never had any encounters with a woman ever in his life, that makes him more of a man than the guy that went to the military and fought for this country and decapitated people and stab people and saw guts and all this shit. All the shit that you women want and a man protecting you, he's done. And then some. But for whatever reason, that's where I think people have to detach. That's how I look at it anyway. You got to detach from sexual identity or sexual enjoyment as your identity as a person. Because the way I look at it is, and I think gay people will probably bash me for this. There's some people that will understand this and probably not. But I'm not doing this to be unsympathetic or sensitive to things. It's just talking from a logical perspective, trying to see both sides. But I look at when people come out as gay, is them saying, I want to be in love with another man or another woman. Like when I see somebody saying that, they want to be able to go to Disney and hold hands. They want to be able to get married and take pictures and not be ashamed of it and not be questioned about it, right? You know, there's some people that, I don't know, like I heard the term, it was a few years ago, it was a beard. And I'm like, well, what's a beard? And it's like, oh, it's a guy that acts like he's straight, but he's really gay, but he has a woman that is like the showcase to the world. Hey, I'm not gay, but in reality, he's fucking dudes, you know, behind closed doors. She knows about it. And, you know, that's just how, that's the arrangement. And it's things like that where that man at the end of the day wants to be, that man is gay in my opinion, because deep inside he wants to be with a man in a relationship. He wants to go on trips. He wants the world, but he is ashamed of what society would make him out to be. So I think that's where the blurred lines are at. Like, again, going back to the example of the women that have a good time at a party or go out and make out or, you know, sleep well, the women have a threesome, whatever you want to call it. And they're not doing it all the time. They're not doing it, or their intentions is not to be in a relationship. What your heart, I think when you're talking about gay or being straight, it's more about who you wanted to fall in love with. Like, who do you see yourself spending the rest of your life with? Do you see yourself of your life spending it with another man, another woman, either or? So I think that's what I would look at it that way. It's like, so if I knew that my daughter at the end of the day just wanted to be with women and wanted to live with a woman and wanted to have the rest of her life with a woman and have that world, then you are a lesbian. If you are a girl that's married but you like to have fun, I'm like, well, you have some, you know, bisexual kinks. And I wouldn't see anything of it, because her heart still wants to be with a man. She's just, her spectrum of sexuality, which is no one's business, right? Or it's no one's business to judge, I should say. Because I think that the people that judge, in my opinion, always come from a place of not loving their life as it is. When people are judging others for being gay, for being whatever it is, negative connotation, right? It's because they're not happy with their life. Or like in my case, when I date people and I'm not interested at all, because you're not attracted to me in any way, shape or form, mentally or physically, and you say you're fucking gay because you're not giving me the time of day, I'm saying to myself, well, you know, I that's when it's used in a shameful language as well. And I, you know, and I, another example I give with this is when back in the day when there was slavery, right, when George Washington and our founding fathers had slaves and all that shit, right? And they would have sexual relations with these black women, these white men, and I'm sure white women had them with black men as well. And what would happen in those scenarios? You have mixed babies, right? You have all these light skins running around. And but that, did that mean that George Washington was not a racist? Or I mean, what I'm trying to get at is, the people that were slave owners that fucked the slaves, were they not racist though? Were they not? I think they were still racist, but their racism wasn't part of their identity, if that makes any sense. Like, or their sexual identity was like, I like to fuck black women. I like to fuck black men. I mean, you have women that do that. White women have fetishes of fucking black men. I see it all the time in porn where you have the husband recording, And it's the white woman getting fucked by the black guy, and the white guy's recording it. Obviously, she's not with the white guy. You know, she's not with the black guy or married to a black guy. She's with the white guy. Does that make sense? What I'm saying, it's that your heart, at the end of the day, what relationship are you wanting to be in at the end of the day? And for me, it's that's what we should be looking at. So when I see somebody that's gay, it's saying that I'm in a relationship with a man of the man or woman of the same gender, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of that reality. You know, I know people, again, I work with people that are gay, and it's like it's beautiful, man. It's good stuff, man. And regular people that don't want to be identified as that. You know, I think it's the way we ought to live. It's same thing as racism, man. You don't I'm just tired of talking about it. You know, like when I get asked all the time about, you know, what am I? I'm like, look, I'm an American just like you. I was born in the United States. I was raised in the United States. I speak fucking American. So what else do you fucking think I am? Well, you have a different last name. Yeah, we all do. You know, I don't ask about your German roots. You don't say, yeah, I'm German. You don't say that. You say you're American. You're born in Wisconsin. Born and raised there. Your grandparents went for somewhere, but you don't care. You're from America. You're raising that flag. You're wearing that MAGA hat, right? So you're not repping Germany. You're not repping Sweden. You're not repping England, wherever the fuck, you know, your ancestors are from. You're saying you're an American. You damn right. So am I. So it's this whole, we're always trying to virtue signal for whatever reasons are, right? And I just try to stay away from it all. But I think it's real funny when you have that. When you have guys like Diplo that are out there saying, man, you know, I had a man experience. It is what it is. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm freaky, but it just happened and it was cool. I mean, but it's not something that I'm going to say I want to be with men from moving forward. For him, I'm sure it's like a flavor. It's like, hey, you know, I just want to have something here and there. But at the end of the day, I'm sure he wants to be with women. So I'm like, oh, he's got a gay fetish. I mean, he likes, just like I said, everyone's got different kinks and fetishes. And just because it's your kink, it doesn't mean it can't be mine. It doesn't mean that I have to identify as gay or as straight or as bisexual or as whatever it is that you are, as lesbian. And I feel that our society, the reason it does that is because it likes shaming. It doesn't like to be welcoming of things that are weird to them. So let's say somebody that is conventional, went to school, graduated, followed the whole conservative route, goes to church. Of course, they're going to frown up on you. They're going to frown on somebody that gets a little freaky with the same sex and doesn't go to church. And they're like, you know, I don't want to be around you. You don't add to my value system. And I'm like, yo, who gives a fuck? Is he a good person? That's what I always look at. Are you a good person? Are you a productive person? Are you respectful to others? Are you a positive contributing member to society? If those things are answered yes, then however you live is how you live. But it's always hilarious, man. And that's why men stay in the closet. Because men know that if you're getting a little fruity out there with your kinks and likes, gay. He's pretending to be straight. He's gay.
Oh, nigga, you gay.
And I'm like, all right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Because, I mean, last time I've had conversations, it's definitely along the lines of, hey, everyone, like with women especially, they have a spectrum. They're open. There's a lot of women. It's funny because, and I'll leave with this, because when you talk to women, and I date, you know, usually the dating pool that's available to me is the one that usually married by like an open relationship kind of deal, some sort of non-traditional dynamic. Because when you're honest like myself and I'm saying to you that, listen, I love to be with you, but my priorities is my career and my daughter, obviously my daughter and my career. And then I also like my personal time. So I would like somebody on a part-time basis. You think a single girl is going to go for that? You think a single girl? I mean, it's going to take a special kind of single girl, and they're nowhere to be found because they're trying to be married. They're trying to live with you. They wanted you to pay their bills. So the women that resonate with that message I just mentioned to you about is married women, because they already have a husband. They already are nesting. They're building something. They already have something built with somebody, and they're open enough to expand their desires with other people, knowing that they're still there for each other. That's another topic for another conversation. But, and when I talk to them, you know, these people that are in unconventional situations, they understand the spectrum. They understand that, hey, these are things that initially I wasn't on board with, but as time went on, I was open-minded about it. I was curious about it. I was bored. Whatever you want to name it, right? And I feel that's where we're losing the message of us as humans. I look at us from an anthropology perspective, as humans, you know, and all the cultures and all the things. I'm not saying that if you want to fall into American culture, that's fine. If you want to fall into Christianity culture, that's fine. And you want to say that's the best one, that's great. But I think that there is no right or wrong. As long as you're being a productive person, as long as you're being good to others and respectful to others, and you're doing your part, and you're not causing any havoc, right? As long as you're doing things with consenting adults, that's why we live in this country. That's why we are in one of the best countries in the world, because you have the freedom to be whatever it is you want to be. But unfortunately, people are out there judging because they're not happy with their lives. And when it comes to sexuality, when it comes to experimentation for men, it's something that you're always going to have men in the closet until people start accepting that, you know, there's a spectrum of sexuality that doesn't define us as people.